welcome everybody to the Great American Golf Show. That's right, Great American Golf, Ray Adams, your caddy for the show. Everybody, welcome. Thank you so much. On the golfnewsnet.com, golfnewsnet.com, and so much more going on, from radio to TV to podcasting, everything happening at golfnewsnet.com. And Dr. Bob Denny and Craig Renshaw and you, everybody joining today. All right, let me kick it off with Dr. Bob. What do we have happening?
The biggest thing we're going on right now is the Grant Thornton Invitational at Tiburon Golf Club in Naples. It's the two tours of the PGA and the LPGA merging.
They're back.
With some of their stars. And it's unique. One of the unique pairings is Michael Brennan and Charlie Hall. Michael Brennan replaced Daniel Berger, who bowed out the last minute. And Michael Brennan, as if you recall, earned his way into the Masters.
Never heard of him.
With a Bank of Utah championship, Michael Brennan. He's 35th in the world. He is going to Augusta because he qualified in the top 50 at the end of the year ranking. With another player who's not on the field by the name of Johnny Kiefer from the Korn Ferry Tour.
All right.
He is 49th in the world. So those things are going on. But that's a good team event. It's fun to watch to see how they play. And there's some very good opening scores right now. And some good teams going.
Well, we love the teams. And we love Charlie Hall, of course. Craig?
Nice event. I mean, yeah. I wish that we could do a few more of these.
I love these. Why don't we do like six or eight of them every year?
You know, it would. Well, I mean, I don't know structurally how that works, but it would be nice to see a couple more of these. And, you know, they had the event last week with the champions where they all got to do, you know, the Americans and stuff. I mean, why couldn't you have some sort of Ryder Cup version or something? It would be kind of interesting to try to throw things around. So.
All right. And Bob, we've got a very special guest joining us right now.
Yes, golfer Jason Caron is with us. And he is fresh off being a very big accomplishment in the Skechers World Cup in Clearwater, Florida. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you
Jason,
guys.
Jason, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I cannot take it anymore. I can't take it. My God, you're my favorite guest. You're the best.
Thanks. It's just awesome being on with you guys, and I appreciate you, giving me a call. This is great.
Oh, well, Bob did it, and thank you so much. Look, you're the number one point leader, right, Bob?
Yes, 60.5 of them, a third of his team's points.
Did you love the Skechers, or, you know, what about the Skechers?
Yeah, no, the event was amazing. I mean, to be able to play in that event, for your country and to be on such an amazing team. Team chemistry was there. It was great. We enjoyed each other's company. We got to meet the wives. The caddies brought their wives. I mean, it was really cool atmosphere in the player room or team room. And then everything about it, from, you know, the golf course was in amazing shape. I mean, it was in perfect shape, to be honest. It wasn't a lot of rough, but it had like the first five holes, you could make some birdies, and then you kind of had to hang in there coming in. But, you know, playing against those other teams, some great players, obviously, Hall of Famers. You know, we needled a couple of the guys, which was pretty fun, like Thomas Bjorn. I hadn't played with Thomas at all this year. Excuse me, and his locker is right next to my locker, so I see him every week. I get to know him really well, but I never played with him. So after we played on Friday, I said, "Hey, it was great to, you know, get to finally play." Well, he goes, "Yeah, I don't want to see your face for another couple months," which was pretty funny because Stuart and I, we did pretty well starting Thursday afternoon and all day Friday.
Now, when you play in the Skechers, you've got three different teams, the Europeans, the Internationals, and the Americans. How much was Team America and managed by Jim Furyk, your captain.
No, it was pretty awesome. I mean, he was there for support, really, is what he's there for. He gave us some info. Billy Andrade was the vice captain, so he was
Yeah.
always on like the
And we
third
know
hole.
Billy. Billy's been
Yeah.
on this show. So what about their input? How much did they do?
You know, not as much as maybe you would think. Again, they're there just to give you info on like how some of the shots are being played, what was going on between the groups, what club they might hit, a yardage they might play. You know, I'm trying to remember like back, I mean, you know, every time I bumped into him was like, hey, keep doing what you're doing, finish strong. You know, every point is or every hole is worth a point, so just keep plugging away. You can have a bad hole. That's what's the cool thing about it. You can make a 10. It doesn't really matter because it's just
Right.
for that one hole. So it's something a little different. You know, it's not match play. It was stroke play. So it wasn't, you know, you couldn't give a putt or anything like that. But you know, Furyk was he was great to listen on some information that he gave out to us in the team rooms and like the pep talks, if you will, and it was just a great event.
Bob, when you look at Jason Kerr and he wins the most points, tell me about it.
Well, he's one of the great adapters of the recent vintage from the club professional ranks. I don't know how to better give more superlatives than what he's done. And I think he was quoted by one of the reporters, "There's no I in team." Well, we've heard that before, but his shoulders must be pretty sore right now after carrying that team all along the way. And the U.S. Finished third, but not because of Jason Kerr.
So, Jason, when you go into this kind of a team competition at Skechers, is it more fun? Is it kind of lighthearted? Is it like whatever? Or was there any, on the other end, was there any pressure to win? What was it like?
I wouldn't say the pressure to win, because it's still you still as an individual, right? You play golf, it's always just for you, and then you're playing for, you know, your
I'm talking
family or
about the
whatnot,
team, though.
right? And that's what I was going to get into, is that so when you get to the team aspect of it, like myself, like the first day, like I know I put a lot of pressure, maybe a little more anxiety on playing with Stewart Cink and trying to, you know, I kept telling him I'm gonna make pars, you make some birdies, and kind of how we ha it happened that day, and I knew that that needs to change because we didn't play as well as we should have on that nine, and then things started to change, started to loosen up, started to play a little more like a team, and we started to interact with each other's putting as well on reads, and that was, I th think. Really, the key for us, for Stuart and I, to really succeed in those that afternoon on Thursday and all day Friday, because once we got that going, we started reading putts together. We started making a lot of putts, and you know, I think I don't know if the other teams did it on our side, but I know that was in the team room. That was something that we did say, is that hey, listen, maybe try it because it seems to work for our team. But you know, the team aspect of it is definitely different when you're playing with a partner, and you know, it was a lot of fun for sure.
All right, Mr. Craig Renshaw probably has a question for you, I bet.
Was this your first tournament with a team like this, international competition, Jason?
No, I actually played the 2019 PGA Cup, part of the PGA of America, where there was 10 of us from the States against 10 Europeans, and we were victorious on that occasion. We had a huge comeback the last day of we beat them 8-2, which was pretty amazing.
Regardless of the score of the finish, which type of competition did you like better?
You know, the one this week was pretty cool because you're playing with, again, you're playing in a six-some, which you never, I don't even play that here at Mill River, right? We only play in foursomes. So it was definitely a little more interesting trying to keep track of everything. I had a blast with it, to be honest. Both sessions were great. Obviously, a better ball is something that you would play anyways with a partner. But when you play in that, the Scotch, six-some, I guess they would call it, you know, that was interesting. You both tee off, then you pick the guy that's got a better shot or a better number into the green. At one point, you know, Stewart's like, I just want to hit the shot into the green because you're putting so well. So it doesn't matter what yards you leave me. So, That worked out pretty neat.
Jason, I got to
Now,
ask you,
go ahead, Bob.
this season's got to be a real boost to your confidence and everything. And how do you look on to for next season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great year. I mean, the only thing I didn't do this year for my goals was to win on tour, and I got close a couple times. I think I told you guys last time, had a couple seconds. So, going forward, that's going to be my number one goal is to get that win. That'll free me up, and it kind of like tells myself that I mean, I do believe I belong there. Everyone told me this whole week that,
Oh,
you
you
belong
do.
here,
Yeah,
and
you're there. You're there.
yeah, but I think having that win is going to be something that I can stick in my pocket and say, wow, I can, go to bed at night and say, hey, I'm a champion on the Champions Tour, which would be pretty
What
cool.
tournament do you think is your win?
I mean, if I looked at just the two, the courses I played twice that I've done well in, I mean, I'd have to say Calgary. That golf course seems to fit my eye. It's something that I really, really like up there. I love the hotel. We went to Banff with the kids this year. Everything about up there has been pretty nice to me. Listen, the PGA, I played well back-to-back PGAs. This year will be a concession down there in Florida, but we'll see how it goes.
All right, Jason, let me ask you this. We have changes going on in the PGA Tour, and there's changes going on the PGA Tour Champions. Is there anything going on that gives you, the eye or the concern or anything going on that you can talk about?
Not really. I mean, I think you guys probably heard most of it. I think that, the tour brought in a new CEO, that is more about, I think, bottom line, if you will. And I understand that part. I mean, you're running a
What do we
business, you run a
do about
business.
that, where they're going to put minimal players and scarcity and simplicity and all that? What about all that?
Yeah, that's the part. Since I'm not playing on that tour, I think it's a little different. But listen, that
Right.
tour, I think that listen, you've since LIV came into to be a business, if you will, they've ruined golf completely. Now the tour is trying to keep up with them with money, and the only way they can do it is get, the best players together. So the sponsors, the TV, yada yada yada. I don't think that's the way to go personally. I mean, I'm like the old school guy. I think there should be Q schools where you can, the American dream is still there, even on the Champions Tour.
Yep.
There should be something, because you never know who's gonna pop in that could be great. I mean, I remember telling guys, I was on the pack back in the day on the Korn Ferry Tour in Camilo Villegas. I'm like, you guys out here are investing more on the Champions Tour than you do on the Korn Ferry Tour when Camilo Villegas is like one of your stars right now on the PGA Tour, and he just stepped off this tour.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make sense in my brain. It just, I mean, I don't know if it's the common sense of it or what it was, but I was just like, it doesn't make sense. Like, you're using this guy and he just came off this tour. So now we're, looking at even reducing fields on the PGA Tour, and it's only going to be for the stars. I don't know. I think that if you start going down that road, you're going to have two tours on the PGA Tour. You're going to have the ones that for the, top 50 guys, and then you're going to have the B League, if you will, which I don't think they really want.
Yeah. Craig, PGA Tour champions for Jason. Any questions for him?
No, he's been full of good information. I love listening to him.
And Bob, when you look at it on the PGA Tour champions, I think we're going to have another year, another great year like we did before.
Yeah, and I do think, Jason, that this is your opportunity to, as so many people preceded you in my 30 years of working with the PGA of America, is it's a second chapter, it's a second opportunity. You've know what you can do. You can know you can find a niche. The Tom Wargos of the world out there, the Larry Lairettis from way back, they found a place.
Larry
And
Lairetti, the
yeah.
guy with a cigar.
Yes, he won a major, and this is your opportunity. I guess to say, okay, I've done it. Now I know the grind, and I can do it. But I think one of the best things I can say watching you is you've been able to balance it so very well.
Yeah, it's.
What I want to know, Jason, is how in the world do you balance your family, the PGA Tour champions, and your job? Because
Yeah, you know.
you're a club, tell me about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, the club professional part is you're only good as your team is. I've been saying that for quite a while.
Are the members like all on your side and they're like, wow, go and
Yes.
go do what you want to do, go whatever you want?
Yeah, in a way, yes. I mean, listen, I'm not that kind of guy that's just going to drop and, let things go away. I
I was
want to
going to
make
say, are
sure.
you a drop and roll guy?
No, I make sure all my events are done. I have a calendar that I look at right here next to me, and I pre-plan everything so I know where what everything's need to be ordered or need to be done, checklists, all that kind of stuff. So when I do leave, I know I'm in good shape. I talk to my staff. My wife works with me. I mean, Liz, she played on the tour for a couple of years, so it's easy for
Okay.
her to understand, like, hey, listen, I know what it's like to be out there on the road. I got everything here at home. Again, we have a great staff here. So when you have that, you can kind of balance it a little bit easier. I mean, the QuickBooks stuff is something that's a little challenging because I'm on the road a lot of times and I'll be doing all my QuickBooks stuff. But it is what it is. Excuse me, having the opportunity in the Mill River family here
When
letting
you
me
hit
do it is so
when you
cool.
hit balls at your club, are there like 1,000 people around you because you're now on the Champions Tour?
No, they still just know me as Jason. It's
No,
not like anything
there's
else.
nobody there.
Yeah, no, this has been good. And to be honest, when I'm at home, I don't practice as much as you would think at home as I do on the road. Here I know I have a lot of things I need to get done. Every Saturday and Sunday morning I'm here for the first tee time, so I'll putt and just hang around the first tee. Guys will come up to me and talk to me about what tour life is or what do we got coming up in the Davison, which is our 2-day member. What do we got for clothes or this, that, and this? So I'm always there to answer questions when I'm here. But I try to be here for the membership, do the best I can, make sure we take care of their guests. And that's the most important thing. And obviously with
Now,
my family.
I'm an ambassador for Ashworth Golf Clothes, Ashworth Apparel. Who are you? What are you wearing?
I wear Straight Down. So Straight Down's a company out there
Oh.
and on the West Coast, and Mike Rowley is a good friend of mine and just an amazing ambassador for the PGA professionals as well.
Okay, very good. I'm Ashworth. Bob, when you
I have
look
a,
at Jason Kerin, what do you think about?
I think about a man that can find his way into the top 10 or 15 at any time. I think of it
Yep.
because of his ability to navigate, be a smart navigator of a golf course, other than a good short game, obviously. Jason, I was going to ask you about next year's majors. I just want to read off the courses and just what you think of them real quickly, if you don't mind. The Concession Golf Club for the Senior PGA, the Greystone Golf and Country Club for the Tradition, Scioto Country Club for the Senior Open,
Yep.
Firestone for the College Companies Championship,
Wow.
and Glen Eagles for the Hand Honda Senior Open.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I
Big
mean,
golf courses.
I've never been to Scotland. I'm looking forward to going there for sure. Scioto, obviously, that's where Nicklaus grew up, so that's gonna be neat. I mean, I know they redesigned it, I guess, in the last couple of years, so it'll be a fresh golf course for everybody. Concession, I heard, is a challenge. It's a another Nicklaus design. Got some kind of some funky greens, I guess, in there, but it'll be fun to play there. And Firestone, what a golf course that is. I got to play there this year. My goodness. I don't know how Tiger won that event like 8 times because it is narrow. So he must be able to, hit the ball straight when he needed to, because that place is not open at all. You got to hit it straight. So it's a fun golf course.
Craig Renshaw, right here with Jason Kerin. Craig, go for it.
Well, besides the majors and getting your first win, what do you think it'll be an advantage from this coming year versus last year?
Yeah, so now I've played all the courses that we'll play in this coming season, except for I think there's one new one. So that's, I think, already right there, I'll be able to go in. I'll know kind of where pin locations were in the past. Just refresh yourself a little bit. Coming down the stretch this year, I knew I was a little tired because I wanted to make this Champions World Cup team, and that was something in the back of my mind. I think I played a little too much coming down the stretch and put some pressure on myself. So I'll try to like separate myself a little bit from all those anxiousness times, I guess you will. But I'm just gonna try to do the same I've been doing in the past, which is just enjoying myself. Know this is a great opportunity, like you guys have been saying, and just give it my best, and hopefully at least one time I'll be up there in that winner's circle.
Question coming in from the listeners, Jason. They want to know, did you mingle with any of the international or European team players? And what was it like to hang around with Bernard Langer and Jimenez, the most interesting man in golf?
Yeah. So Bernie's that's what everyone calls him out on tour, Bernie. So he's always around, especially when you go into the workout trailers or the therapy trailer. He's always in there. So I shoot the breeze with him when I'm there.
Did he tell you that he had a scripture from the Bible for the week?
No, he did not.
He does
No, that's
every
great.
week.
I
Go
like
ahead.
that. I like that. And then Miguel, I got to play with him in the last round, which was great.
Yeah.
So I got 18 holes with him in the rain the last few holes. But no, he's fantastic to
What's
play
he
with. He's
like? What's he like to play with?
great. I mean, listen, he just walks around smoking that stogie. He is a competitor. He loves golf. I know. I asked him, I said, "What are you going to do tonight?" Because I knew they were going to win on the 18th hole. And he said, "Well, I'm going to have a cigar and have myself a nice bottle of wine." And that's
Yeah.
kind of how he lives. I mean, he really
Riojo.
does.
He loves that Riojo.
And what you see is what you get out of him. He's just a really nice guy. His wife is super sweet as well.
Oh,
And
she's wonderful.
And they really embrace my kids, which, and Liz too, which is fantastic. I mean, he's a really good guy. Really, really good guy.
All right, there you go. Bob, let me let you close it out with Jason Caron.
Jason, thank you for joining us again. And you rank among the highest ever on a podcast by coming on a podcast, hitting a shot in a pro-am, and coming back to us without missing a
It's
beat. I mean,
unbelievable.
we thank you for that, and we certainly wish you and Liz a very happy and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yes,
Back to you guys too.
very Merry Christmas, Jason, and a Happy New Year. And I know that you'll be back on with us soon.
I look forward to it, guys. Thanks again. Happy holidays.
You're the best, buddy. You're the best. Wow. All right, Mr. Craig Renshaw, what's going out there in the world of golf?
Well, right now, besides the Grant Thornton, there really hasn't been a whole lot going on.
I know.
We get some news from, that they're trying to, shrink the schedule a little bit, and they release a little bit of details, and they say they're going to get it down between about 20, 25. So, that almost cuts that in half. So it'll be interesting to see where they're going, and the events are waiting to hear more and more from the PGA Tour right now. It seems like everybody's just kind of waiting on the tour.
Bob, do you think the tour is, I mean, we've got a Q school going on, but I didn't even think we had one.
Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be any immediate jumping to contract it to a point where the tour begins after the Super Bowl. I don't think that's going to happen in very fast in pace at all. I just think they're going to experiment with a lot of things. They're going to obviously look at the bottom line and their dollars for their sponsors. We're losing one event in Hawaii. We know that because of various problems with their water and et cetera, but I don't know if other courses are in jeopardy. Some people speculate that both courses on each coast, the Valspar and the Cognizant, could be in jeopardy, but that's pure speculation. That hasn't come into being at all. So it's going to be a really down the wire type of thing. Boardroom finally let it out at the probably middle of the season, probably, or maybe of 2026 when we find out about it. And Ray, right now we're 16 days away from the lovely second season of the TGL League here in
Yeah.
Palm Beach Gardens. So that schedule's
What's
up and
going on
ready to
with
go.
that, Bob?
Well, that starts on December 28th. ESPN's still the partner, still promoted heavily. Tiger and Rory are still heading the Enterprise with the help of Mike McCarley, formerly
And
of
where is that going to be?
as Palm Beach State College at the SoFi Center.
It's right there by your house.
Yeah, five story building.
Jeez.
Excellent, unbelievable place inside. It's got all the bells and whistles, and it's just whether or not it'll keep rolling like that. But right now,
Well, if they
ESPN's
can
got
have a
it, and it's
putting
going.
green that doesn't roll around or do
Yeah.
something stupid. All right, Craig, you're in Jupiter now. Are you going to go to the SoFi Center?
No,
Yeah.
I
Oh.
probably won't, truthfully. I mean, I don't really like the concept of it that much.
Tell me
I like
about
what the
it. Rave
technology
on.
brings, but I just don't like the idea of hitting inside. I just never have.
They have one golf hole that they've announced, and they made a big deal about it. It's designed in honor of Tiger's stinger, and it's the topography of it. It looks like it's straight out of Stephen King novel, and it's gonna be fun to at least watch that on the screen on five stories high to see how they project that.
All right, folks, we're going to go out to a break right now. Thank you so much for listening to our wonderful sponsors. They're going to help you with your game and your life. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right there. Don't move.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic T holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the unbelievable Great American Golf Show. Ray Adams here, your caddy for the show. All the rest of the hour with Craig Renshaw and Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob, when we went out, you were talking about some great stuff. And I've got my holiday gift guide going on with Squares golf shoes, with Serta Fresh cigar, with some unbelievable companies, and you're talking about all those companies. I'll be with you in a moment or at the end of the show about all of them. Bob, go ahead.
I was just trying to get in before the first break that we had a busy schedule set up for the TGL right down the street from me at Palm Beach State College. ESPN and ABC partner for it. December 28th is the opening of defending champion Atlanta versus New York. And they'll have, I don't think just Justin Thomas is going to be healthy enough to play on that team for Atlanta. Because he's had a back surgery, but there would be some of the best players we've seen all through the years, JJ Spahn and Patrick Cantlay and others will be there. I think it's going to be interesting to see it. That season runs from December 28th to March 1, playoffs are go into March. Yes, playoffs, and the finals will be played on the 24th of March. So it's going to be busy over there.
Very good. Craig, what should we be working on? We're all out there. There's weather going on. There's great stuff happening. What should we be working on? Is that Craig?
Yeah, I would tell you, Ray, that I would be looking at if you're up north where it's getting cold right now, I'd be working on fitness right now. I think I'd be trying to make sure that I, do some more stretching, make sure everything's in good shape so that here in the next couple of weeks of working out, that after the holidays and you've gotten your new toys or whatever, you can get ready to start preparing to work on the short games and getting the long games ready for spring.
When you work on a short game, though, Craig, I mean, we talk about short game. Okay. What does that mean? What do you do? What club do you pull? What is it that you're supposed to be doing when you work on a short game? What does that mean?
Well, in the wintertime, it's making sure your fundamentals are right, good ball positions, making sure that your distance to the ball for putting, making sure the ball positions to the right spot, make sure your eyes are over the ball, chipping, making sure you're landing in your right areas. So, you can do that in the inside, chipping to a specific distance using multiple clubs. You're wanting to try to, in the wintertime, you really can't work on trajectory a whole lot, but you're trying to make sure that the fundamentals are right so that when you get on grass, because there is a difference when you get on grass versus being on the inside or work on an AstroTurf, there's a difference to how the ball lays, how your contact is, and that'll make a big difference for when you start keeping score.
Well, let's say we go out to the Legacy Golf Performance Center here in Phoenix, Arizona, and you were there for many years. You go to the Legacy Golf Performance Center, and they've got an unbelievable, beautiful, expansive place to practice. What do you do when you get there?
I would start on the putting green and start working on some 3 and 6 footers, 8 footers. That's where the majority of the money is made when you watch it on TV. You got to be able to make your 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 footers. So I would work on that. And then depending on the type of golfer I am, do I hit more chips or pitches? I'm going to spend some time working on that part of the game again, getting used to the grass, seeing how the ball's carrying, seeing how it's rolling on those particular greens, how fast or slow they are. And like I said, I'm working on carry distances and trying to land the golf ball where I want to land it. And if I'm doing that, I know that when I get to the golf course, that I make a change in the lie due to real golf versus practice golf, and do what I can and land it where I want to.
Dr. Bob, when we look at next year and the 2026 season, we're looking at, a handful of players that are going to be our big names. What else should we look at?
Well, I've always looked at the calendar to see where the majors are. I've always looked at to see how everybody stands by the time the Players' Championship is played. I know the PGA Championship being in May has altered a lot of people's views on how they prepare and how long they want to have their season, et cetera, et cetera. It contracts the season. I've saw it measured 101 days from the start of the season to the end at the Open Championship. That's not a lot of time. And that's because of the nature of where we are with economics and where we are with the promotion of it. And to be honest with you, I don't know if Craig will agree with me, but when the PGA moved to May, that was the best thing we could possibly do for us.
No, I think that's great, but you look at it, and we have four majors, and we have
38 events total for next year.
So they've downed the events a little bit, but when you look at it, I think the whole year, I don't think they're done with a year, do you?
No, I don't. And there's two new championships popping in there for next year. In the months of let's see, October and November, and that's going to be it for other than the President's Cup for those events that are in the fall season for 2026.
All right, other news going on around the world in golf, Bob. You tell me.
Not to be, it's not earth-shaking, but the Pebble Beach Company purchased a home right behind the second green, over nearly 6,000 square feet, six bedrooms, and right now the players heard about it and they say that, well, that'd be great. We can now play a full par five rather
I
than a
wonder how much
shortened
they
par
paid
five.
for that one.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I do know that currently that it will be a more challenging hole if they put it into a par five at 600 yards, but that remains to be seen. It, currently, sources right now they are speaking say they haven't heard that plan. But you know, when a company does that kind of investment for that kind of property behind a golf course, something's in plan. Augusta has been talked about in the past about expanding their property too, you know, but whatever they do, it's pretty well planned out.
All right, very good. Bob Denny, Craig Renshaw, Jason Cairn, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us today, and have a great weekend. A lot of golf going on. We'll be back with you on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show this coming Monday. Stay right there. Don't move. And we're going to have a lot more fun. Thank you.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.